Russia's Sberbank plans to take Bitcoin and Ether as loan collateral. Sberbank, Russia's largest bank, plans to accept Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the USDT stablecoin as collateral for loans. The plan was reported by state news agency TASS and circulated widely on August 30, 2026, through crypto news accounts including WatcherGuru and Wu Blockchain. The move would let borrowers pledge digital assets against credit rather than sell them, a function that until now has lived mostly with offshore lenders and specialist crypto platforms. The detail that gives this weight is the institution behind it. Sberbank is majority state-linked and holds the largest deposit base in the country. A lender of that size treating Bitcoin and Ether as pledgeable security is a different signal than a fintech startup offering the same product. It puts crypto inside the collateral framework of a bank that ordinary Russians and Russian companies already use for payroll, mortgages, and business lending. Crypto moves from tradable to pledgeable. The plan follows Sberbank's earlier push into crypto trading services for clients. Accepting the same assets as loan collateral is a separate step. Trading treats crypto as something you buy and sell. Collateral treats it as something with durable value that a bank is willing to lend against, hold, and potentially liquidate if a borrower defaults. For a holder, a collateralized loan is a way to raise cash without triggering a taxable sale or giving up upside on the underlying coins. Pledge the Bitcoin, draw rubles or another currency against it, keep the position. That structure is already common on crypto lending desks. The difference here is the counterparty. A borrower is dealing with a domestic banking giant rather than an offshore protocol or an exchange lending book. Loan-to-value terms, interest rates, and the exact list of eligible assets were not detailed in the initial reports, which cite TASS as the source. Those terms decide whether the product is useful or punitive. A conservative loan-to-value ratio, say 30 to 40%, protects the bank against crypto volatility, but limits how much a borrower can draw. Margin call triggers matter just as much. If Bitcoin drops sharply, the bank can demand more collateral or liquidate the pledged coins. Prices near the level Sberbank would be lending against Bitcoin traded at $78,037, up 0.6% on the day, as of August 30, 2026. Ether was at $2,455, also up 0.6%, per market data at the time of writing. USDT, the third named asset, is a dollar-pegged stablecoin whose value does not swing with the market, which makes it a cleaner collateral input than the two volatile coins. The broader market sat in greed territory, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 76. Those levels matter for a collateral product because the bank has to price in how far the assets can fall before a loan turns underwater. Ether's higher volatility relative to Bitcoin usually means a tighter loan-to-value ratio on ETH-backed credit. Stablecoin collateral, by contrast, lets a bank lend closer to par, since a USDT balance is not going to have overnight the way a coin position can. A domestic credit rail inside a sanctioned economy, Russia, sits under heavy Western financial sanctions, and its banks are largely cut off from dollar and euro correspondent networks. Building crypto-backed lending inside a domestic bank fits a broader pattern of the country routing value through channels it controls. Crypto has already become a practical tool for cross-border settlement and diaspora spending tied to Russia, where standard card and banking access is constrained. A state-linked bank lending against Bitcoin also normalizes holding crypto as a balance sheet asset rather than a speculative side bet. That is the same logic driving stablecoin adoption elsewhere. Once an institution will custody, price, and lend against a digital asset, it starts behaving like any other form of collateral on the books. There is a counterparty angle worth naming. Pledging coins to a bank means handing custody to that bank for the life of the loan. If the lender faces its own stress, pledged assets can be frozen inside the institution, the same risk that has burned users of failed custodial platforms before. Self-directed holders who want to keep their keys give that up the moment they post collateral to a centralized lender.